Today we remember and celebrate Matthew, apostle of Jesus and evangelist. So it's only right that today's reading from Matthew's gospel recalls the moment of Jesus' call to Matthew to follow him. He's described to us as a tax collector. That means Matthew was a wealthy man who could well afford to entertain his guests handsomely. And he does, inviting all his fellow tax collectors to a meal to introduce them to Jesus. And it seems Jesus feels himself very much at home with Matthew's friends, much to the shock of more religious people. I'd like to focus on that theme of introduction. I think this scene portrays how Jesus introduces himself and introduces God to those at the meal and to us. Likewise, Jesus introduces us to what following him involves, what it means to be his disciple. So, who is Jesus? How is he introduced to us? One thing seems very clear. He's at home with all sorts of people, even with people considered public sinners, like the tax collectors, whom religious people considered lapsed Jews and collaborators in the Roman occupation. And they were. But Jesus doesn't seem much affected by that criticism. All are welcome to his table. And Jesus uses his open hospitality as a teaching tool. All are invited to his table because God is the God of them all, including those who have been deliberately kept out by religion. Jesus' meals, and big meals were a main feature of Jesus' ministry, these meals symbolize the great plan of a God who offers salvation to everyone. God's mercy stands as a challenge and even a contradiction to what had become traditional religious practice. The scene also introduces Jesus as someone who has a different way of seeing those who, for many different reasons, do not live by the high moral standards of those who follow the prescribed rules. He sees them as sick. The sick, he calls them. He sees them as victims rather than evildoers, more in need of help than condemnation. That's how Jesus sees them. And that's what guides how he relates to them as a physician. He tells us, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick do. What they need most is not a teacher of the law who will judge them, but a doctor and friend who will help them be healed. That is how Jesus sees himself, not as a judge handing down a sentence, but a doctor who comes to seek and save those who feel lost. Here Jesus is revealing who God is and how God is. That's why he says, stop the accusations. Learn from his example the meaning of Hosea's words, God wants mercy rather than ceremonial sacrifice. Jesus is introducing a God whose first concern is always mercy. Following Jesus necessarily demands walking the way of mercy. Jesus sits down to eat with anyone. That's core to his identity. He doesn't exclude anyone. His table is open to all. You don't have to be holy, nor do you need to show proof of repentance. Jesus doesn't care about having a holy table, just a welcoming one. Here Jesus is being guided by his own experience of God. No one can tell him otherwise. God does not discriminate against anyone. People called Jesus a friend of sinners, and he never denied it, because God is also a friend of sinners and undesirables. For Jesus, his meals and companionship are part of a healing process. Again, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick do. It is wrong to see Jesus' outreach, to see his disciples' outreach to sinners and undesirables as somehow permissive. That would be like calling a doctor's treatment of a patient merely permissive. Healing treats the wound. A question we need to ask ourselves as disciples of Jesus is, are we friends of sinners? Now, we might want people to call us holy, to call us dedicated. But do we give them cause to call us friends of sinners? Friends of separated couples who can't be faithful to each other? Friends of young people destroyed by drugs or deluded by society's unreal ambitions? Friends of criminals and prostitutes? Are we a welcoming church? A merciful parish? Do we really follow Jesus, the healer, the divine physician? Let us remember as disciples, compassion is the only way to become like God. It is the only way to be and to act like Jesus. Be compassionate as your heavenly Father is compassionate, he tells us. And let us introduce people to this God.